Okay, so yesterday Shuru began the discussion of malachas that we can do on Yom Tov, and the concept that malachas oichel is permitted on the Kon Shabbos, and that there's an aspect of Yom Tov that is mochamed than Shabbos, which is muksa, i.e. noilut, something that came into existence on Yom Tov, one is prohibited to move or to have use from it. The example that the Rambam gave was ash that was burnt, first time that it was burnt, or egg that was laid on Yom Tov. So Peik Dal, the Rambam continues with many other malachis that one's prohibited to do on Yom Tov. Malacha Aleph, Imit Sina So'esh Lemino Eitzim. You shouldn't create fire from wood, Lemino Avonim, for banging stones. Lemino Matachis, again, Shachuichichin Oisin Zay Bezoy, or Imakin Zay Bezoy. You grind them against each other, or hit them against each other, Achitetsi Ho'esh. Certain liquid type of petroleum. Like you give it a shake and it combusts. See-through glass that is full of water. And based on how you position it against the sun's rays, it reflects off the sun and it would light something. You can create a fire. But to continue a flame that is permitted. What about the opposite extinguishing base? Even though you can continue a flame when it comes to extinguishing, is nishtazer. One of the two things that hutra, being that the hutra shaloi lotzeh, which is hitzar and havarim. But when it comes to extinguishing, you can never extinguish. Even if lachatchila the fire was kindled for food-related purposes, shahaki b'melacha b'im etzerich achila klal. K'shem she'im mechaben esoish, kach im mechaben esoish. So if you shouldn't extinguish a flame, and kibal loyka k'misha arag ebonim. Person shouldn't distance the wick from the oil so that it extinguishes. Remove the oil. You shouldn't cut or fashion a wick using a utensil that's specific for that activity. You can, however, create a wick by doing it with your fingers. If a bundle of twigs is burning in a furnace, call any twig or any log that hasn't caught onto the fire, you can remove it. It's not comparable to removing the oil. Now, you cannot actively extinguish a flame to save your money. There's an amma that discusses you put kelim around it so that the pots explode and then extinguish it, but to do it be a diamond tarnish. You are permitted to move the candles. One is prohibited to place the candle on top of a tree. Because we're concerned that on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos, you cannot remove something from its shadish. Right? So we shouldn't have hayna or interacting with something that is connected to the ground. Vav, Ashen b'kteres b'Yom Tov. So Lashen dahenu. To use, not to smoke, it means to some type of herbs that give a smell to laundry, to clothes. Because you'll be mechabe the clothes. Even if you're doing for incense. You can't do it underneath fruit, because that's how you would prepare the food, to take out the worms, whatever it was. Because it's a food-related activity. You can sweeten mustard with a metal iron, not from a coal. You cannot extinguish a piece of wood that's on fire so that the house doesn't get smoky. Zayin. You shouldn't blow with the bellows on Yom Tov. With a straw. You should make coals. In goodness, apsilo, or make threads. Make the wicks. Singe them to fashion them. You can press different pieces of cotton together with your hands. You can put it between each end of the wick can be in the mouthpieces of two different lamps and light the middle so that it splits and then both wicks go to each of the respective lamps. Shouldn't break a piece of pottery. They would put it over a fire so that they would roast fish, whatever it was. Or to fashion a reed in a way that you would use it to roast a piece of salted meat over it. A spit that is fashioned, even though you can, that is twisted, even though technically you could straighten it out with your hands, you shouldn't fix it. And two kelim that are connected from as they were originally fashioned, and shouldn't break them off into individual cups of kelim. We shouldn't sharpen a knife with a sharpening tool. You can use it technically to it's a very blunt keli, a very blunt knife. If you cannot cut with it at all, it's like I guess it's like a gefilte fish knife, so even that you cannot cut with. Even on a piece of wood you cannot sharpen it. For this reason you shouldn't show a sakin of an amaretz, not to an amaretz, of an amaretz to be matted to be to shechted on yamtiv because it might be pogum. And v'yeim aloi also lishchid ba mishum pikimase and yelch bichad v'meshchezes. He's going to now go sharpen it. V'chacham mishur asakin atzman is a mashil al amaretz. If the chacham is inspecting his own knives, he won't come to be mashchiz, so he can lend them out to other people. You know, emavak and eitzim biyamtiv lebekadim. You shouldn't chop wood not with the axe. With a hatchet. It's a small handheld axe. The hatchets have a wide end and a narrow end, so you should chop with a narrow end. Why with a big axe are you forbidden? Because you could have done so before Yom Tov. Why permit it at all? Because it could be that even if he were to chop it out of Yamtiv, he could encounter a very large log, a very big piece of wood. And even before Yamtiv, he wouldn't be able to chop it. And Saivis, now he, in any event, he doesn't have wood to cook for Yamtiv. Shouldn't go being searching between different pieces of wood that I'm mochen to use for firewood to see which one can be used as a spit. We shouldn't support as a leg of an oven. We shouldn't use a shtickholz. Only if this piece of wood is going to be in the fire, not to be used as a spit to roast things on it or to support the fireplace itself. In the base, masalkin trisa chanuyis, we can remove the window shutters of stores. Machzirin eisim biyantiv, yeshiyotzi tavalin shul tarch lehim in the chanos. So he can have access to the items that he needs from the store. V'leimana misimchas yantiv. The medifar memurim, yeshlehin sir beemza, when the hinge is in the middle, so that they swivel around in the middle. Av yeshlehin simen etzad, so they only go 90-degree angles. Asir gzera shem giska, because there's a concern that it might be dislodged from the window, and he's going to have to fix it and. Be boyne in a certain way. If there's no hinge at all, it's just a piece of wood that you put on and take down, that's perfectly fine. Kelim that are made up of different pieces. I guess something you buy from IKEA. It's made from these different pieces. But provided that you don't put it in b'deichek, if you're binyan b'kelim. These are one of the basic kise that he uses to sit on. Mutter l'tzadim b'yamtiv to position them. Vinyan areihu mishum kaveid aloi gazu. Yudav v'eisem udura b'yamtiv. One makes a bonfire fire in yamtiv. Kishu oirich ha'eitzem eini maniach zeh al gabi zeh. Ad shesadar hamarach. He shouldn't place first the lower level, then the level on top. Yishinir kebayne. So he drops all the pieces of wood into one mix. First he builds up, down. I remember I once asked Mezeh the Pshat in the Salacha. I was learning Gemara many years ago. This Maseches Be'ah. You begin from Eibushin, then you work your way down. He was laughing. Yeah. Just from him laughing. Fine. So too, a pot. First, you have someone hold it, and then a machnes avonim tachter. Then you put the base underneath it. Don't first make the base and then put the pot on top. Don't make a pile of eggs. How successful you're gonna be, but fine. You can remove flies on an animal. You shouldn't. Two different ways of either actively removing, putting your hand in, removing the animal, or once it's already out, to continue its way out. You can hold the baby so it doesn't fall on the ground. Blow in its nostrils so that it gets oxygen. If it's a kosher animal and the mother after birth distances herself from her baby, then the farmer, whoever's dealing with the animal, can sprinkle a bit of the shilya, the umbilical cord, onto the baby. The place a fistful of salt in the womb of the birthing mother, so that she has tzar. Because a behema tamea is mavai, it's not marchik the vlad. Fine. And if it will be marchik, it will never go back to it. Unlike a behema tahir. Tevilas kelim zog deramu yedain klisha nitvim erev yamtiv. A kli that was tami before yamtiv. Ema tevilon eisev yamtiv. Gzeira shom yashu eisev betumasei. Is concerned you're going to keep it in a state of tumah in order to, because you think yamtiv you'll have time. That's when you'll do it. So the chacham said no. Vim hayitzarach lahatul ma'im shuboy. If there was ma'im inside the keli and ma'im is the only oichon that you can be metayed. He wants to be metayed the ma'im. So matpo is a kli b'meimav ve'ini chayshesh. He can be matpo the keli with the wort inside without concern. What happens if the keli is already tahor, but you want to be ma'ila b'tara? You want to give an additional level of tara. You have to have kavana when it comes to making a tahor for kedush. For example, from kedush tachatus to michatus, which everything in regards to michatus also needs a kavana. What happens if the kli becomes tamei with mashkin tamei? Shim vlad atuma me'erav yamtiv. Which is a rishin, and the rishin is a metama kelim in the rabbanon. So the whole sugya over here is dachad the rabbanon situation. Because how can oichim be metama mashkin nasen tchila? Mashkin become a rishin to be metama kelim. So in this situation, matbilon is biyamtel fishu tam in atayr. Because midai raisa, there's no such tum in this situation. Kamei shi's barbim kemes, we explain in shara v'satumas. Umadlin bedli tamei, person is allowed to draw water with a bedli that is tamei who tard mehi love. And in the process, it becomes tar because it goes into a body of water. As long as it's not chatzitza. Test. Many things are prohibited in yamtiv because it's similar to commerce. Okay, it said, shouldn't set a price how much you'll sell. Bring two animals that are equal to each other. They split the flesh. And the next day, we assess the value of the second, and we apportion the price. I'll pay 100, you'll pay 200. When you're coming to take a yomtiv, you'll say, I'll take a quarter or a third. Don't mention a dollar amount, dollar value. They shouldn't wait with a scale. Even to keep a piece of flesh in the scale so that the rats don't get to it, that's also forbidden. Im hoyu hamiz naim tuluyim, if they were suspended, because that way they can't jump, the rats can't jump to it. Because it still looks like from the onlooker that he's weighing meat on yamtiv. But tabach uman also lishko biyade, professional uman who can weigh with his hands, he knows the exact weights. That he's also forbidden to do. Forbidden to be shoko with a kli that is full of water. against a kli that is full of water, because same concept as a miznayin. The ein matir nechaloshim al amanis. Person shouldn't make a gerel for what piece of meat. What piece of meat will be giving out? Aval matir nechaloshim al besar hakotchim biyontov kli vechabe v'mitzvah. It's a besar kotchim. Then you want to give episa. You want to give it a bit of attention. So that is okay. Chafalv. Person shouldn't tell Sheikhid, give me flesh for $10. Give me a chelik of flesh. Like chetzi chelik. Shouldn't buy, say, a pound of meat. Fill up this keli. Even if it was a, for example, a keli for a pound or 2 pounds, that you can fill up. I can provide you don't mention the name of the measure. One who is baking a dish can measure tefillin and put it into the dish. Shouldn't measure kamach for the isa, because that could have been done before Yom Tov. You should give an estimate guess and give the animal to eat. Person is allowed to take from a store owner beim and a goizim by a specific amount. And provided that he doesn't mention a dollar value or a sikum cheshbon, a total amount of how much he took. What does this mean? He shouldn't tell the store owner, I already owe you 10. Give me 10, now I owe you 20. Elo lekech stam, ulamach re'eseh cheshbi. Chavdal v'heilich adam eitzorei haragal etzloi. A person can go to a shepherd that he is frequent with, eitzel apatam haragal etzloi, to a cattle herder who fattens ox, sheep. V'lekech memena behema v'ayif is koma shiirtzeh, because he goes to him every other Monday and Thursday to buy a behema. So to this guy in Yom Tov, he can also go to take a behema. But again, provided he doesn't do the schum minyan to say, I already bought a behema, here's another one, double it. And also, you shouldn't give a dollar amount. Chafei halvayis Yom Tov, lending out food in Yom Tov, teva nisa bedin. If you give your neighbor food, lend them food, you can take it back. Bedin teira. Shim teima lo yinitin lehitava, because you're going to say you cannot be teveya, ina nisa leklum, vinim tzimnim na misnachas Yom Tov. Chavav av pisha in magvin trume v'maisis b'yom tev k'shabes, because it's nira k'masakin, m'hoi loy trume s'maisis shikbi me'yemesh, if he already separated them before Yom Tov, hariz ha'milichon l'kein b'yom tev. Ein tzorach loymer chalo v'zorei chalayim v'keva. Shemlichon l'kein b'yom tev. The gabayit stock gave him an achatzis b'yom tev. The gabayit stock would go around to collect food for the aniyim. So they can go around town collecting for the aniyim. V'lo yu machrizin, k'derech shemachrizin b'choy. They shouldn't do them the same way they do the weekday. We'll give him bitzino. In a private way. Just because you can carry, don't carry these big bundles like you do in the weekday. Don't bring them in the Amazon basket. We shouldn't carry them with a bundle on his back. You shouldn't leave an animal with a stick. They would be carried in a litter, in these fancy chairs that were carried on sticks. Over here explains his masbe, the chair that he's referring to in the beginning of the halacha, is that as a chashav, a person is walking down the street, a chair would be carried behind him, so if he needs to sit down, he has a chair immediately. Fine. Now, we shouldn't take a dovecot's ladder and move it from different shevachim to shevachim, birishus serabim, shamayemnu letakin gagel humalicha, because it's similar to a sulam for a roof. People think he's fixing his roof in Yom Tov. Avu birishus hayachid milicha. Now, afa pishu kamakim shasa chacham epnimana, sign if you'll bechad yechadonim asir, if it's also birishus serabim, it should be also be chidis. Tan hitir botni simchas Yom Tov. Hey. Mishoy le peris al gagel, v'tzarach lefanesim gomakim achir, lo yeshitem migag legag. Even if the neighboring roof is equal, he shouldn't pass them over. Lower them down with the rope. A person is allowed to kind of just push over the edge. But you want to move it to a different corner on the roof. You shouldn't bring the carcass back into the city on a stick. Anything that person can have hanof from during the weekday, even though he doesn't have use from them on Yom Tov, you can send them to Yichavar on Yom Tov. Any activity, any item that you have to do a malacha with to have hanof from during the weekday, in mashalchan isa b'yomtiv. These items you cannot send in yomtiv. Zayin keisad. In mashalchan b'yomtiv tavor. The fish ain't no yisim b'bachol. Elam kintachan. What other hanoi going to have from stalks of grain until you grind it? For also litchim b'yomtiv. Because it's also you cannot send it. Av mashalchan kitnius. Mepnei shema vashvun kin. Make a chant. B'yomtiv v'keil lo isim v'eichlan. Mashalchan behim achay v'efis. Afilu chayim mepnei shemut lishchid b'yomtiv. V'chein kol keitzad. Ches. Kaldav shemut lishalchan b'yomtiv. Kishe shalchenu lachaveri tushura. Lo yishalchenu b'shura. Don't send it in a whole procession. Don't send it with three or more people. And they're all walking in a procession, one behind each other. If you send three different types, yain, shemen, and seder, with three different people, that's okay. So all his assets take on his status. And they're all nigger after the place where his eruv tchumin is. They don't have a bailum. Whoever finds them, it now falls under the tchum of the person who found it. Because if we're going to say that a person who finds a chefetz of a goy cannot take it to wherever to. Because, take a step back, if it belongs to a Yid, and the Yid is the one who owns it, it cannot be removed 2,000 amos from that location, so we extend that halach also to chafatzim of a goy. Peres yatzu chutz tchum and v'chazru, afilu b'mezit. Peres that went beyond the tchum, came back, even if it was done on purpose, Shabbos of different dinim, loy hifsidu was mekayman. Neshin ka'adam shiyatzu ba'inus v'chazru ba'inus. The kalim, unlike a person, the kalim that were paidus that were taken out of the reshus and then came back, is enloch to a person who was removed from his tchum against his will. In which case, you can take them within your 2,000 amos wherever you want. The alpha mesa behem to lebnoi, rehi karagli ho'av. So the 2,000 amos is from where the father is. Mesara lereiv, gave it over to a shepherd, vafilo nasan ole biyantiv, rehi karagli ho'roi. Mesara leshnei roi, rehi karagli baleho, vepnish lekona echel mehem. The base mission is the Yorchim Yamtiv, someone who invites his guests on Yamtiv, lo yirichu biyadu manis, lamakim she'en balasuda yachal lelich boi. They shouldn't bring the leftovers that they are taking from the balabais to a place where the balabais cannot go. She call us uda karag di balasuda, lo karag li ha'orchim. Elam kin ziku lahen achir b'manis eil merav Yamtiv, unless somebody, the balabais, told one of his bon of Hagdelim, who's not Semech HaShulchani, pick up these food items and be mezakeh the guests so that they can take it back to wherever they're coming from. Somebody was paid in a different city. And those people made the Erev to come to him. When do we say that the fruits that he owns in a different city cannot be brought to him by the people who are coming to his meal, when he has designated a specific corner for this paidus? In which case they take on the reshus of the person who made the Eruv in the other city. In that case, if they're coming to the Rishus of the Baal Sa'udah, they can bring his Peiris to his location. That in the pastures, Karagli Antri Isoi, Sher Shal Patam belongs to a person who's Mefatim Shavarim to sell them. Karagli Shlokachi, the Shachli Yantiv. It takes on the stance of the person who bought them in Yantiv, and they should ask Balov, the Machir, the Nanosha Machirim, Chutz Mantri Isoi. Because the person who's selling it isn't limiting his customer based off to his safety. Whoever comes, he'll sell them. Shuk Mafutim. Vakar Shem and Shimei, Vabayim Lakachti. Vachain Im Shachti Balov Yantiv, and Machir Besari, the Bayam Shachti, the animal, and sold his flesh. That was the original intent going into Yamtiv. Takes on the status that 2,000 armies of whoever is coming to purchase the flesh. Doesn't take on the status of the person who's borrowing the call. But the flame, he can take that flame, his candle, to wherever he wants. Person who borrows a kid from his chaver of yantiv, even though tachlis the bayim wouldn't give it to the shoyel on yantiv, if however the whole discussion occurred on yantiv to borrow it, even though bederech klal the shoyel usually borrows it from the mashul, harehu karagli hamashul. Two people who borrowed one garment, echad shalom imenu sheyitnu leishaches of shina shalom imenu. Person on the east made an eight of 1,000 amos to the east, and to the west, 500 amos to the west. So the guy made 8,000 amos to the east, and he can only move it 1,500 amos from the chaluk. Which is the 2,000 amos from the guy in the west. So technically you have 2,000 amos from the garment, but because a person made the 8 of 500 amos in the opposite direction, so your 2,000 amos are 2,000 minus 500, basically. 1500. When the second person is going to be taking, the guy who made Erev in the west is going to be taking the keli, because he placed the Erev 500 amas west of the keli, he can only take it 1,000. Why? Because the guy in the east who placed it 1,000 amas away, it's 2,000 amas from his location. If both the guy on the east and the west placed the eight of exact 2,000 amos from the keli, they cannot move it. The woman who bought from her neighbor, from a friend, items to make a dough. Two people buy an animal b'shutis. Ushchatu b'yamti. Af b'shalakach kol echad manasai. Harei kol habazar karagli shnehen. We don't consider it as different purchases like in the previous halachis. So over here they put it b'shutis. So it takes on the gather of ragli shnehen. Av l'mach u'chavis b'shutis. If ever they bought a barrel b'shutis. V'chol ko iso b'yamti. Harei chalki shal kol echad karaglav. Hoyel tchum midivi safrim. Being that tchum is midraban, yes, midraban, and we say retroactively we know what part of the barrel belonged to which guy. So therefore, consider as if each chelik that each of the loikim have, we know that it belonged to him, and therefore moved to bechav is merav yamtiv. We consider as if erav yamtiv was already separated. Why don't we say this about a behema? You have two shutfim who are buying a behema. We say it's karag lishneim. Shouldn't we say yesh breira bide rabbanon? Nishta zay why? Shechidik deshegiyoi. Afir nachshav eisa shay moved a behema b'erev. O kilo hayy barer hayy yonak mechelke shal chaveri. It gets chayis from the other half of the animal. Shehoi sa behema kayemes. Shekol hivoreo yoinkim zem yizeh. V'nim tukol eivir v'eivir. M'urev mechelke v'chel chaveri. Ofik alchein karag lishneim. Weiter perik vav. Ram discusses erev tavshilin. More of a light topic. Kavden oinig yamtiv. Bach alef yamtiv shechal yis be'erav Shabbos. Ein oifin umavashim be yamtiv. mashu oichel lamachu b'Shabbos. Explained that you cannot prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbos. The isazem ediv yisafim g'deishel yovel lavashel b'Yom Tov l'choil, because we're concerned we'll prepare for Yom Tov to the weekday. Shkav v'chaymer hu. The Shabbos in mevashel koshukin l'choil. If I cannot prepare for Shabbos, I'm a shmuso, I cannot prepare for Yom Tov. Afigach im asa tavshul m'ediv Yom Tov. Shiyya soymech alav mevashel v'oifah b'Yom Tov l'Shabbos. He makes a dish before Yom Tov. And his intent is, he's relying on that dish to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that is a mutter. Because in that way, you'll remember, oh, from Yom Tov to weekday, I won't. Because you made the whole reason why you made the dishes to remember this gezeira. So in this case, the Chachamim did allowed you to prepare for Yom Tov to Shabbos. Matav shazesh shesem echalav, wo nikra eruv eitav shilom. Lom nikra eruv, shekshem sha'eru sha'isim b'chatzeres, u'bamuvayis meru Shabbos mishum hekin. Just like the Erev that is made in the Mavois and Chatzeis is Meshum Meheker, Kadesh Liyan al Datan, Shemut Lahitzim Rashus, Lorashus Beshabbos, like the Gzeira, as we said, the Shlim Mevel Beis Dinoi. First, people shouldn't think I can carry from the Shus Yachar to the street, so Shus Yachar, Shus Aram, there's no issue. Kach Zahatavshu, Meshum Meheker, Vizikar, Kadesh Liyadam of Yachshu, Shemut Lafis Beyamtev, Mash Ein Enechabu. Ofikach Nikra, Tashu Zay, Eruv Eitav Shilin. So the concept of Erov, it's borrowed from the Erev Chatzeis. Well, the Erev Mavois, fine. Shetof Mavois. Gimel. Eruv Eitav Shilin. Eruv tavshilin shiuri ein pachas mekazayis bein laechad bein alafim, whether it's for one person or for many people. The ein oisin eruv zeh loy bepas loy berifais, shouldn't be made with pas or with rifais. It's a tavshil that is made of ground grains. Chayitz behen ela betavshil shul parperes that is eaten together with bread like a dip. Kikim baser v'dagim v'beim chayitz behen. Filo adashim shibeshul kaderi, even the scrape the bottom of the barrel, the lentils that are there. Afilo shamnu nashal gabe yasakim, the schmaltz that is on the knife. Shachet and vatzali goyredoy imish bekezai yasim mechalom mishum eruv v'tavshilin. Now tavshil shomer in eruv zeh, afilo tzali yasholak, if it's roasted or it's cooked and boiled in water, afilo kavashim u'ushan, smoked or pickled, afilo darkin ketanim shedichim b'chamin, v'adachasin hibishun l'nachilo, you just pour hot water and that's how you prepare them. Harehu usim mechalehim. Hey, but tzarich shiyah eruv zeh matzoi. It has to be around. Atchiyoy for kosher tzarich lefis v'yivashu kosher tzarich levashu v'yachim chame kosher tzarich. It has to be around as long as you're taki preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Menachal eruv ayavad inisef kedim shiyivashu yoyfe. It is also lefis v'levashu v'yachim ela mashu oichel b'yom tov bilvad. You can only prepare what you need for Yom Tov. You can't prepare for Shabbos. Hischol b'sasei b'tavshid v'nechal eruv ayavad. It is a gamer. Then you can finish these types of food types. You're making erev tavshilin for himself and other people. So you give it to somebody else, he picks it up on behalf of others. For example, a person who doesn't believe in an erev cannot be mezakeh for other people. You don't have to inform them that you're making erev tavshilin on their behalf. They have to know that somebody did it on my behalf before they begin to cook. Even though they were only informed on Yom Tov, person didn't place for himself, nobody else placed for him. People who did make an erev tavshilin cannot use his food, his pantry to make food. Person who did make an erev cannot cook for somebody else until kinyan is made to transfer the ownership of this individual's food to the person who did make the eruv, because in that case shenim says a mavashu leifah shaloi, he's only preparing food for himself. And if he wants to give to the person who didn't make the eruv the food that he bought from him, then he's allowed to. So he didn't make an erev tavshilin. He prepared food on Yom Tov, and now he has leftovers. The leftovers aren't asin. Have them on Shabbos. If he did with harame, if a person was over and he cooked and he baked for Shabbos, The lama hichmiru v'asra l'ma'arim v'asra l'mezid. So a guy does it b'mezid, he knows he shouldn't cook. So what machmir with that individual, more than a person does b'haramim. Shim tatzal l'ma'arim, because if you're going to be matzah for ma'arim, nintzu ha'akim ma'arim, and everybody will be ma'arim, v'yishtaka shimiruv tashilin. Avul ha'mezid, any matzah, person says I'm going to do it b'mezid, it's not matzah. V'mavah ha'yim, v'yavah p'amacheres. Shneim am tevin shechalav b'chamish v'erev Shabbos, so yamtiv is Thursday, Friday, oisei eriv tafshin, yim eriv yidu, eiv tafshin on Wednesday, shu eriv yamtiv. Shochav li yeniach, manichoi, borishoin v'masne. You do it with a tanai. Keitza manich eriv tafshin b'yim chamish v'eim im ayim yamtiv l'machar chay, if Thursday, yamtiv and Friday is weekday, l'machar, v'ashel v'eifel l'shabbos v'eim yitzach kum. V'im hayim chay l'machar yamtiv, if today's taka weekday. We're talking about a time in history where they didn't know it was takas fikah de yema. So be'eruv zeh yutali lefes ulavash l'machar yamtiv l'machar miyamtiv l'shabbos. The person has two baskets of tevel that he didn't separate terumas and maases from. And as we said before, in Perek Dal, you cannot separate terumas and maases from yamtiv. So yamtiv rishon oimir im hayem choyel tiyaz the terumah zu vim hayem kedesh im dvarai klum. The kerei aleha shem umanicha, and you say this is truma. You have to be kedesh shem. Lamacher b'sheni choyz v'aimer im hayem kedesh im dvarai klum im hayem choyel tiyaz the terumah zu kerei aleha shem umanicha kedesh kar ala berishin. Called one of Eil Shomarnu, Hoy Bizman, Shoy Basin, Basin Shalts, Makachna or Ear. We've been a Golias, Aisan Shneyam, Kade, the Stalak Minasafik. Fishloy, Hoy Yodim, Yem Shikichu, Babinis, Benes Israel. Avalo Yem, Shibates Israel, same Kanal Hashman, Makachna Law, A Yamtev Shani, Stalak Minasafik, Ella Miningbabad. No, there's not a con of Bems. Tazvaf, Fika Han Yemish, Ema Arif Adam, Masn Bizmanazel, Loy Ruvi Tafshilin, Vloy Ruvi Hatseris, Vlishitufim voice, Vaina Master at Heval Altenai. What tonight you know when Yomtiv is? Allah Hakel Merev Yomtiv Bavat. Tazayin Kashem Shemitzel Lachavet Shabbos Laangot, to prepare food, to prepare yourself before Shabbos and to have special foods. Kachko Yom Tevim Shneim Liktesh Shem Achubed Mochal Yom Tevim Nemar Vehimikra Kodesh Kvabiyana Hakibud Veinuk Behilch Shabbos. Bechein Dorei Lo Adam Shul Yisid Baar Veyom Tevim Min Amincha Lamano Kedav Shabbos. You shouldn't have a Seuda from Mincha Ketana, which would be from a day from 6 to 6, from 3:30 to Shkia. Shudav Zeh Bechlal Kibud Mochal Bevazes Samoides Kilo Nitpal. Good sign. Shiva Simea Pesach Shemini Simea Chag. In Shai Yom Tevim Kum Nasun Besei Behesped V'Tanis. V'Chay Vadum Liyis Behen Samich V'Tev Leif. Has to be in a joyous spirit, joyous mood. Who V'Vana V'Ishtu V'Nei Beisav V'Chol Hanu V'Molav Shem V'Samachtu B'Chagecha Ato V'Incho V'Techa V'Avduchu V'Amasecha Av B'Isha Simcha Amura Kan Hi Karben Shlomim K'meshun Amavarim Hilchas Chagiga. Even though Simcha is the carbon, Yesh Bechlal. Even though we have no Beis HaMikdash, the echos of Simcha, the same echos still exists. Fine. Lilo Nema is if Chehem, Kalechem, Oinem, Lohem, Kolech, Yitamo, Kilachmam, Lenavshom, the Simcha Kazu, Kalin Hilohem. It's a disgrace. Shinom is a risi, Ferish Apanechem, Ferish Hagechem. Tes Alfi Shachil, Vishtiba, Miyaz, Bechal Mitzis Essay, even though eating is a Mitzis Essay, but ye Oich of Shesa Kolim Kuloi. Elakachi Adas, Babekim Ashkim and Kolam, the Batik and Isis, the Batim Midrashis. Here we get to the Dam Shachris. Maspalin Vakirim, Betel Vinin Hayoim, Kisatera of Yantif, Chazin of Batim Baichem, Sudus Yantif. Back to the base medrash. V'keirin v'shoyin and chetzi ayoyim continue till midday. Achar chetzi ayoyim is bound for semincha davim mincha. V'chayzin nebateim lach v'lishay shar hayoyim im halaylo. Chav kishadam oichel v'sheisa v'samech berega. The alf was the vachid alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. The end of Hilchos Yomtiv. And the chazanim who sing and this, it's not lachem. It's not lachem. It's lachem. So we shouldn't be meirich. Chav kishadam oichel v'sheisa v'samech berega. Li mashach b'yayim. B'schoik b'kalas roish. It shouldn't be too frivolous. V'yem shakol sheyesev is a yarbe b'mitzvah. Shashichus v'aschoik harbe v'kalas roish. Eina simcha lo hilus v'sichlus. V'leina savino lo hilus v'sichlus. Ela simcha shesh b'avidas. Yoytzer hakel. Shnei matachas ha-shelevatas ha-shem lekecho. Simcha v'tub leivav. Palamada Shavoid Besimcha, the actual Abdus Hashem, Limitech Schoik, Limitech Kalus Reish, Limitech Shichus. Well, says the Raman discuss Simcha. In Hilchas Lulav, the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Raman, the Simcha is based on Shavas, and the Raman discusses. He goes into more how Simcha is the Yesoid of Yiddishkeit. It's Mamish, it's how we come close to the Eibishti. What the Rebbe there explains is because the Simcha of Sukkis was Poyal Gans Yor. Fine. To have a patrolman watching around, conditionally scabs, so lech, lishi, shaman, noshim, vinoshim, shouldn't be pritzis, vivoyal diavir, chenya zero, although is alahol on, kedei, shall use arvo, noshim, vinoshim, the bottom of the simple of limashko bayayin, shem yuvoyal diavir. If the Talmud Chacham is linked, then you can be maspid. If he's there, so too, when Chanukah and Purim are shchedish. After Pesach, Yom Elul asur and behesped the tannis. After the Acher Kavure also lispeit bohem. Just a column moed. Chav Gimel. Ei manichim mitas hames berachiv b'moed. You shouldn't place the coffin in the city square. Shkel lahagdas hahesped. El mi beisim lekevroi v'imis ablon b'moed. We don't practice avilas on column moed. V'chein ein koren kriyev l'imabrin v'lechol tzin akasif. If it's one parent's. V'moed al hames. El krevov shen chayavin hisab l'olav. Vim hay chacham oy adam kasher oy shohay oy mit bishas nitzlos neshame her is a kriya all of bemoyed af bishini kriyvay. If you're standing the bishas nitzlos neshame, also do kriya. In kainem biyamtev sheni klal vafilo kriyvav shomeis. Filo kriyvay afilo in kainem biyamtev sheni klal. Even though there's a din of avelus in yamtev sheni, don't do kriya in the second of yamtev. Chalamoyed yeah, yamtev no, fine. Chavdad nashim bemoyed lufnei hames ma'anos. We'll explain what this means in a second. Avlim etapches, avlim ekeinenis. Nikbar emes after kavure, ein amanis. Even inoy they don't do. Rosh chadash shemachanik v'purim, befnei hames maanis umetapches avlim ekeinenis. Nizel inoy. What's inoy? Shukulon unis kachas. He sings some form of song together. Kino achas imeres v'kulon unis. For also lo adam shi oyren al mes ekeinen lo regoshesh. Person shouldn't remember his deceased 30 days before yamtiv. Kadesh lo yavi haregav v'unetsa v'libe doig mizichrin hatzar. Lo yasir hadaig emeliboy. We haven't died to listen, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.